Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, this is going to be discussed in leftist land, in leftist media. CNN's Don Lemon is going to bring it up. MSNBC is going to, you know, they're going to bring it up. And if they don't, they're going to lose their woke status. See, the protest decided to move into this gated community. They breached the gate. This is in St. Louis. And a couple, at least one, I've seen pictures of others. We're talking about couples. We're talking about people that live in this community, in this gated community. And let me say this about a gated community, if I may. I've never lived in one. I think the idea of living in one is cool, but as somebody that, I live in the real world, I understand the gate is not something that is unbreachable. It's breachable. It's easily overcome by somebody that really wants to overcome it. And this is where the problem lies for people that live behind it. Living behind the gate, if you're out there saying, well, this is all I needed. Living behind the gate is the same thing as gun control. That's only going to work if I come to your neighborhood and I like architecture. I like houses. I like to house spot, if you will. So I like to drive around in a nice neighborhood and look at houses, especially if they're not cookie cutter. So here I come, and I come to this gated community, and I'm like, oh, well, can't drive in there. However, I'm not a member of Antifa, and I'm not a Black Lives Matter protester. So these guys were headed somewhere. So, these guys decided to trespass on the property of a bunch of people, too, as they walked down these streets. Now, this couple in St. Louis that I'm discussing, they're probably going to be trashed as racists. Then this will once again be used to peddle the myth that the Second Amendment is only for white people. Second Amendment is for all people. If you're born, the Second Amendment is for you. Then, well, you know, they'll be looking at this couple. They'll put them out there as the perfect encapsulation, if you will, of Trump's America. Paranoid, bigoted, small-minded, all of which is garbage. That's garbage. That's a garbage talking point. But you can hear it like an F5 tornado coming down the road. If a freakout doesn't occur, then these outlets are disgraced by not allowing the Trump deranged audiences to reach full froth, because they're always wanting to foam at the mouth, by refusing to discuss this incident. And they're supposed to say 24/7 how deplorable we are. So why would they bury this? We're going to find out soon enough. And if they do not touch upon this, well, that'll be a big pfft. And if they do touch upon us, well, the fireworks will be just in time for the 4th of July. Now, who's ready for the leftist lecture about this isn't who we are? From the same clowns who excused or defended these lefty agitators, for looting and vandalizing and committing arson and assaulting police officers. Nothing like a lecture so lacking in self-awareness from a group of people who are nothing but a representation of the inherent rot of the American leftist. So they decided, these lefty clowns decided to march to St. Louis Mayor Lida Cruson's house after she read the names and addresses of locals who supported defunding the police. She doxed them. Which is a leftist thing. It's sort of taking Alinsky stuff and slapping him back in the face with it. It's pretty funny. And then if you go look at Twitter, you see all kinds of pictures of all kinds of people standing out there with their AR rifles, yelling at these people to tell them, or at least one group. And there's a wife, you know, she's holding a handgun. Not a very big handgun lady, not exactly what I would go. Anyway, you get this. A married couple brandished a firearms at a group of protesters who marched through their upscale St. Louis neighborhood on Sunday night on their way to the home of Mayor Lida Cruson. The male homeowner stood barefoot in his Renaissance-style porch on the Central West End neighborhood while carrying a semi-automatic weapon at around 6 p.m. local time while his wife pointed a pistol at the gathering. They confronted the group of about 300 protesters after they broke down a gate in the neighborhood, according to a local NBC affiliate. They were en route to Mayor Cruson's home to demand her resignation after she released names and addresses of residents who suggested defunding the police department, the report said. The couple's Midwestern Palazzo home was featured in St. Louis Magazine in August of 2018 after they completed a major renovation. Blah, blah, blah. So, this is called trespassing. Criminal trespassing. Because we broke the gate. It's illegal. And, you know, after seeing days of anarchy and chaos, in all of the major cities where the blue is in charge, and then, you know, after the officer-involved fatality of George Floyd on May 25th, there's no wonder why there is a big group of people. I had somebody call me today. I had a friend of mine call me today. He called me and he said, hey, I need to find a handgun. I've got one, but I need one for my wife. And I'm like, well, you know, let me look around for you. And I started looking around for it, and there are none. I called one place that had two walls of AR-15s for the longest time. Probably had a couple. I sold them years ago. They're gone. So I'm going to have to... Probably going to sell them one of mine. Why not? So, I get it. I get why people are buying guns right now. And the police are overwhelmed. They can't help everybody. You've got mayhem taking over the streets at night, so it's no wonder why gun purchases have gone through the roof. And it's not just conservatives lining out the doors of gun stores. It actually began during the coronavirus outbreak, but with all of this other stuff that's happening now, it's you know, I could stand outside right now and I could hold up a handgun and go, I'm taking bids. I wouldn't do that because that's price gouging. But people understand. They're watching this. They understand. No help's coming. Nobody's coming. The only one that is going to make it to you is going to be you. And you better have something ready to go. Like this couple had with, you know, both male and female loaded, packing, ready to go. Although the female was carrying a gun a little too small for my taste. So maybe the next time, you know, since you've done all of your renovations to the Midwestern Palazzo, buy something full-sized. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Only a show of force is going to stop a violent mob. And this is definitely in line with what they should have gotten. Sorry. And now, Don Lemon, it's up to you. It's up to you, MSNBC. It's up to all of you leftist blue media guys to get out there and slam them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
ID. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Hawk Newsom, you've heard of him. He wasn't being figurative. Okay? He wasn't being symbolic. Hawk Newsom is the leader of Black Lives Matter in New York. And he said for America to give him what he wanted or that he would burn it down. And even though he said it could be rhetorical or literal, he was being literal. We know this because he cited the use of violence in the immediate follow-up to the statement. He falsely claimed that the riots of the 60s brought about the greatest expansion of wealthy black Americans in their history. He bragged at the firing of 8 police officers. He attempted to connect needed social change as being somehow in opposition to the ideals of Dr. Martin Luther King. And he also evidently believes due process is an anti-progress type thing to pursue. All of it spoken like an absolute anarchist, propped up by Marxist thought and likely bought and paid for by left-wing funding. How's this working out? Fair question. Since it appears to be working according to his plan, let's look at Minneapolis. This is where my network is. This is where Genesis Communications Network is. With hundreds of millions of damage to many black-owned businesses, the city council has voted to disband and radically defund the police department. The Minneapolis Police Department looked like a veritable UN representative. They had all kinds of representation there. All kinds of things going on there. It was led by an African-American commissioner, if you want to use that term. I call them black Americans, but if you want to use it, there you go. And it had to go, despite all that diversity. And now, after 3 weeks of absolute chaos, the same city council has voted to spend tax money on private security firms for themselves. Not just the taxpayers themselves, the ones who are footing the bill. Don't worry about it. You don't need it. Baltimore, the fourth most dangerous city, voted this week to slash $22 million from their policing efforts. And they did this despite all the pain and controversy they faced in repeated controversies over the last several years. Chicago, which takes great delight at putting themselves out there as the most anti-gun city in the United States, their weekends have been really bad. They've been averaging dozens of shootings per day each week in the month since defund has become the mantra. In New York City, 18 victims were shot in only 9 hours this past Saturday, compared to only 14 being shot for the entire calendar week in 2019. In New York, de Blasio, he eliminated the anti-crime unit, which is largely credited with eliminating a lot of that gun violence, as well as a large percentage of plainclothes cops that work neighborhoods in problem areas. But no problem. No problem. The mayor's also seeing a 49% increase in uniformed officers now opting for retirement. You're going to get what you want, de Blasio. Hawk Newsom, while boasting how right it is to burn it down, also oddly interjected the announcement that Black Lives Matter will practice their Second Amendment rights in pursuit of their demands. Armed thuggery. Bragged about on primetime TV. Now, if I were a, shall we say, thinking person, I would think that the cowardly mayors will bow to the angry mob again and look the other way on the guns. But God help you, as a law-abiding American citizen, you get stopped while constitutionally carrying. This whole thing, the whole BLM thing, has ceased to be about justice, equality, or fairness. They believe they have the right to smash your storefront in and blame you for it. All because it will work. They're not serious about what would be good for the black American experience. Because since the murder of George Floyd, while all this has been going on, there have literally been hundreds more black Americans shot. And almost exclusively, they have been shot by other black Americans. their doctrine advocates for the destruction of the nuclear family. That's already happened. Oh, you want everybody else to be like Black America, which has been led by the left to that. That's what you're looking for. How's that healthy for any cultural group? Fatherlessness combined with welfare expansion brought us to where we are today. Kids need mom and dad. Black kids, they need mom and dad. And the idea that Newsom was waxing poetic about symbolism when he claimed he would burn it down is laughable. He's angry. And I get that. I get it. America was angry at the murder of George Floyd. But this threat to America isn't about Floyd. This is about a Marxist takeover, using anarchy as its choice for force. It's already turning deadly in our nation's biggest cities. This capitulation has got to stop. And the violence has to be put down. They want to end this experiment, this America. They want to end everything that people have died for, fought for, all of the risks that were taken, all of that. None of that matters. I mean, when I think about some of the risks that were taken, like the Lewis and Clark expedition. When Lewis and Clark took off, they had no idea what they were going to find. They had no idea where they were going. They only knew that there would be an ocean somewhere when they got to the other end. Then they got to the other end, and they were like, yep, we were right. And along the way, they had to fight every step of the way in some cases. They had to put up with horrible winters and, you know, trying to cross mountain ranges, all this other stuff. And that means nothing. That means nothing. And that's the problem. This is what this is the kind of thing they want to end. And where that goes, I don't know. Now, if it comes to my neighborhood, I know how it's going to go. I don't want it to go that way. But they probably should not conflate what I want versus what I'm willing to do. Or what I'm going to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump plans to spend his July 3rd at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, a new Rasmussen Reports poll finds that 75% of likely voters do not believe Mount Rushmore should be closed or changed because two of the four presidents were slave owners. As protests are planned over the Independence Day weekend, President Trump has a message for the protesters.
I want to also thank all of law enforcement. The job you've done is incredible. We signed a bill. You play with our monuments or our statues. You go to jail for 10 years. It's amazing how it all stops so fast. We let the local authorities handle it as long as possible, but ultimately we said, let's step in, and we stepped in, and it stopped. 10 years in jail.
The president set to arrive in South Dakota at 6:45 p.m. Mountain Time. This is USA Radio News. China is warning the United States of retaliation over a Hong Kong sanctions bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
China says it will be taking all necessary countermeasures if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. Yesterday's warning is coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the country is in a good place following a strong jobs report released on Thursday.
I think we're on a good path, guided by the president, but with people with meaningful input providing that input, too.
The Labor Secretary, speaking there on Fox News, also defended the coronavirus task force, which Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs wants to get rid of.
We do see hot spots that the vice president has been visiting the last couple of days that the task force is focused on, and there is an ongoing role for the expertise.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, forget this evil, bizarre concept of national original sin that is the malignant idea that America is built upon systemic racism. America's true systemic flaw, which arised at the time of these miserable progressives of yesteryear, and continuing up through the miserable progressives of this rotten year, is what we call liberalism. That's what they call it. It's not classical liberalism, which, with its concern for expanding economic and personal rights, you know, that whole individual liberty thing. The current inverted mutation of liberalism is all about constricting economic and personal rights and forcing individuals into collective boxes where their individuality is subsumed into this easily exploited and manipulated conformist lump. And if you want to test that hypothesis, look through the endless woke tweets of your favorite hack journalist or your Pinko Paul or your Hollywood halfwit, or even go up to some self-described liberal in your own life and see if you can find one iota of deviation from any of the approved liberal dogma. Good luck with that. You won't find a smidgen of nonconformity. You won't detect a molecule of dissent from the party line. These people are the Borg. And if the Borg worked on a giant space coffee house and they had Bernie stickers on their spaceships and could do a push-up, they would look like this. You can't can't reason with them. Appealing to reason is futile. Systemic liberalism is the real poison in America's veins, not the fanciful notion pushed by the bigots and the charlatans and the demagogues that the American enterprise is dedicated to invidious discrimination based solely on race. Only a country this prosperous, this free, and this secure could be so frivolous as to indulge an elite that this eager to embrace this manifestly ridiculous conceit. And only academics are dumb enough to come up with it in the first place. If you needed more incentive beyond its greed and incompetence to figuratively burn your college and university system to the ground, look no further than the critical race theory nonsense that they spawned there. It's a phrenology of political theories, except dumber and more malicious. Systemic liberalism infects all aspects of our society, which makes it really, what makes that so interesting is because they control all of this, because it's infused in everything, and yet they're saying that we're the problem. In the government, you have the mayors and the governors and the Congress jerks and the senators cheering on political violence, and public property is destroyed and people around, just regular people, are imperiled, and they demand that you disarm and not leave your house without sporting a pie-hole thong. Even the institutions we thought were solid are wavering. Too many cops kneel or stand back as spectators to the chaos. The military is bombarding the troops with memos from generals competing for victory in the Battle of Woke Island. And these harassed warriors, whose combat training is pushed aside for even more diversity, tail-chasing, will look back upon that bombardment wistfully when the Red Chinese, who have a serious military, bombard them with actual munitions. In the courts, we see Hawaiian judges and the double standard that entrapped Mike Flynn. Our FBI is corrupt. They can't find any moral footing at all. It can't seem to get around to arresting the scumbags, pulling down statues, but they can spare better than a dozen G-men to Sherlock the mystery of a troubling garage door knot. Now, maybe J. Edgar liked to rock a little black dress, but at least he knew how to lock up crooks. All the mainstream media is 100% in on the systemic liberalism and the grim conformity of what it covers and what it covers up, matched only by the grim conformity of the bias that they display. Objectivity? Well, that's racist. Free expression? That makes us feel unsafe. We now have journalists demanding that people be punished for writing things that are contrary to the approved narrative. You're canceled. Canceled. How could this ever go wrong for people who write things for a living? Well, the soft senior men and women running these organizations are finding out as the young wokes in their newsrooms take over because the old guard is too exhausted to resist. And then they just quit. They resign. Now, the scientists offer scientific findings that are inevitably support the leftist narrative. The new scientific method is determining what's woke and half-heartedly working backwards from there. So one day we're going to all die if we let our kids play in the park. Then the next where you hear we're immune to the pangolin pandemic if our hearts are woke enough. And if you point out that this is complete idiocy, well, you're a science denier. In Hollywood, the studios rush to hide what used to be merely bad taste, but now is heresy. And our courageous comedians cower, terrified to mock the eminently mockable antics of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the other sects of the left's semi-organized religion. I went out today and I bought a copy of The Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond, because I saw that when it was new. And there's something in me sort of whimsical to watch. Plus, I'm a Neil Diamond fan. I mean, you know, I like his music in his day when he was rocking it hard, and he still rocks it hard. That was the sound of a generation, sort of. A lot of people listen to Neil. And in The Jazz Singer, there might be some things that, you know, the woke people wouldn't like. But then again, there's stuff in Blazing Saddles the woke people wouldn't like. Trading Places the woke people wouldn't like. And 48 Hours the woke people wouldn't like. But these Audie Murphys of the American stage and screen will never hesitate to take on those Jesus-loving Christians. They just can't take on each other for using the English language. Corporations and enterprises like the NFL and NASCAR, they're abandoning and spitting on their own customers, treating them like racist rubes as the C-suite sissies seek to please their younger second wives and not the people who buy their stuff. You can't open an email without being reminded that the company that makes your fertilizer is giving part of the cash you spend with it to the Marxist cadre of Black Lives Matter, who then gives it to Joe Biden. Hiding Biden. In your private life, if you have a Facebook account, which I'm streaming on Facebook right now, but if you have a Facebook account, then your tiresome acquaintances scold others on social media for failing to post the right nonsense on their Facebook pages. They probably shouldn't look at mine. Daughters rebel against whatever it is suburban daughters have to rebel against by announcing on Twitter that they're cutting off their parents because their parents are insufficiently woke. When you see somebody going into Starbucks, they're making sure the right side of their cover their book is out. The wokeness chokes us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to give you a pick. It could be the pandemic. It could be the reaction to the George Floyd killing. It could be the presidential election coming up. It could be the protests or the looting or the calls to defund the police. Any one of this sort of similar event historically has always been enough to push some people off the fence, prompting them to finally buy a gun or add to their collection. But now we have a wave of crises crashing across the country, and more than 400,000 Illinoisians applied for a gun permit in a little more than 2 weeks this month, more than 500% over this time last year, according to Illinois State Police. Gun sales are soaring at Mark Galvin's gun shop in Elgin from an average of 10 a day last year to as many as 200 a day this year. With so many gun purchases, he said ammunition can also be hard to find. And taking a full glass of coronavirus and shaking a shot of riots and another of this defund police notion and everything goes crazy, said Glavin, owner of Fox Valley Shooting Range. Not to mention the whole backlog of background checks. The mandatory 72-hour background check required by the state before getting a gun has stretched to more than a week for some of his customers. On Monday, he was still waiting on 5 backgrounds he submitted on June the 16th, 8 from June the 17th, and 7 from this past Thursday. Firearms Services Bureau of the Illinois State Police has taken an average of 94 business hours, not counting holidays, weekends, the day the gun is purchased, or the day the sale is approved or denied, to process background checks, roughly a day longer than usual, according to the state police spokeswoman, Beth Hunsdorfer. They're also responsible for issuing firearms owners' identification cards and concealed carry licenses, as well as conducting background checks for the licensed gun dealer when a sale is made. Their work started to pick up in March and has spiked in June. So from June 1st to June the 17th, there were more than 42,000 applications for FOID cards, which you have to have first before you can buy a gun in Illinois, with about 7,000 during the same time last year, which is a 501 5% increase. The 42,089 applications over those 17 days came close to the 48,194 applications submitted in the months of December, January, and February combined. And this all happened in 17 days. Applications reached nearly 5,000 on a single day in June. Noam Ostrander, an associate professor of social work at DePaul University, said, "We know that traditionally there's an uptick in gun purchases around elections and major tragedies. We saw certainly people buying a lot of guns after Barack Obama was elected because people thought, oh my God, they're going to take away my guns. And we saw a strong rise in gun ownership among black Americans after Donald Trump was elected because there was a witnessing of an emboldening, or so they thought, of white supremacist groups and fear." This, of course, is Mr. Ostrander saying this. I don't know if that's actually the case on the Trump part of it. Definitely the case with the Obama election. He continues on. "There's two big predictors of gun ownership, not sport-type rifle owners, but among new gun owners usually, and that is perceived risk of victimization, and then a belief that the world is a dangerous place. And if we dig into the second one right now, the world does look like a dangerous place right now." It's always been a dangerous place. Doc, please wake up. Dan Eldridge, owner of Maxon Shooter Supplies and Range in Des Plaines, said nearly half the customers clamoring for appointments these days appear to be first-time buyers. And yes, I feel so bad for you guys that are trying to find a gun right now, and you can't. I don't know what to tell you. I saw this coming. This is supposed to be the Trump slump, you know. According to, from the NSSF, 40% of respondents to store surveys were new first-time buyers. Of those, 40% are female. 40 of the 40% were tracking 150% of a typical May in firearm sales, and that's with being open by appointment only. No foot traffic, no just, I'm just going to go kill some time at the gun shop. One stat that jumped out to me was defensive ammunition. You have two flavors of ammo, practice or range, and self-defense hollow point, which is much more expensive. We saw May 2020 over May 2019 firearm sales were twice as high, and defensive ammunition was 10 times as high. And he said, "I'll draw the obvious conclusion, which is that the number of new guns that are going into circulation is not as noteworthy. What is significant, a whole lot of people who have firearms in their house or self-defense are saying, I better have some ammo for this thing if it's not going to do me or it's not going to do me any good." I'm not worried about that per se. I went looking for some hollow points this past weekend, went into Cabela's. The dude started to laugh at me when I asked about that. I didn't get mad or nothing because, you know, I'm sitting on about 3,000 rounds right here right now. And I'm going to buy 2,000 more rounds Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm going to be buying 2,000 more rounds. And it's all going to be 124-grain ball ammunition, which will work in every handgun I've got. And as far as the 5.56, I got plenty of that. I got plenty of 5.56. Right now, though, people are very anxious. But it's not the normal fear. Most of the time, when people are afraid like this, they support gun control. But most of these people that are supporting normally would support gun control are now supporting gun ownership or are getting into gun ownership. 38-year-old man from Dixon, who didn't want his name used citing employment reasons, described himself as a very liberal Democrat who for decades had been for most forms of gun control politically, but since March he's been waiting for his first gun permit to arrive so he can keep his family safe. He said, "My views have recently changed and I have accepted that the Second Amendment provides for the personal ownership and use of a firearm. The recent social unrest of a divisive president..." "The pandemic and dramatic rise in unemployment and the more recent social unrest because of the way we police in this country have all been reasons that have prompted my recent application." Okay, so most of his reasons are stupid. But hey, whoever you are, you unknown idiot, I'm glad you're a gun owner now. Carry Carrie Lightfoot, she's the author of The Well-Armed Woman. She said, I have seen the emergence of a new class of students seeking training, anti-Second Amendment liberals. And she said there's nothing hypocritical about changing your views when the world around you is changing. And she's not surprised women make up a good portion of these new gun buyers. Women are going to be the salvation of the Second Amendment. Mark my words, they will be. They will be, without a doubt. So it's only natural that women are arming themselves. And she said, I'm seeing women come to gun ownership who literally just weeks or months ago were opposed to people owning guns personally. And sometimes it is in moments of personal need and through our personal concerns that our life's context changes. So, being an armed self-protector is, this is the force equalizer or a force multiplier, whichever one you want to, however you want to put it together. And I don't care why some people are getting into them. I do wish it wasn't some of this nonsense I'm hearing, but you know what? I'll take what I can get, and maybe one day they'll listen to me and, you know, take a moment to go figure out for themselves what's coming up, what they need to do. Maybe they'll go train. Who knows? I don't know. So, I'm glad, you know, for every one of them, it's a new thing for us. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.